Roguecast is the official podcast of Rogues Gallery Comics and Games. Every week we talk about new comic releases, the latest geek culture news, and whatever movies, TV, and other pop culture is on our radar for the week. I'm Randy.
This is Dave.
I'm Nick.
And now, on with the show. Welcome back to a special Roguecast. We are playing Our Last Best Hope. If you have not heard part one, we recommend you go back and listen to part one because it's all going to make a lot more sense that way. But what we're doing in short is a superhero mission to save the world from the evil president of the United States who's trying to launch nuclear strikes around the world.
Using mind control.
Our heroes have just defeated their former friends who attacked them when they went to just to prevent a reactor from going critical in Brick City.
And
while Eclipse, my character, is off interrogating some of the guards that we grabbed, it is now Grey Wolf's scene, and he and Dr. Amygdala and Igaluk are in the Wolf's Den, our secret lair.
Yep.
And Jarek, take it away.
All right. Dr. Amygdala.
Yes.
You seem worn after that last battle.
I am. I have many concerns. What is it, what is your concern, though?
Just making sure you're all right. You seem to have taken it rather hard.
Well, there was something I had hoped to discuss with you privately, but perhaps it is best it come out in the open. I saw you working on something. I've seen your notes in the computer. I'm afraid I snooped.
What'd you find?
I know that you know something else about President Mercado. And I know that your heart is filled with vengeance. That most untamable of human emotions. Igaluk, you should know this too. Although, perhaps, given your dangerously passionate nature, you might side with him. But the truth must come out. 8 years ago, your mother disappeared. Correct, Grey Wolf?
Yes.
And you have uncovered evidence that President Mercado was involved.
That's true.
I've seen your training programs in the holographic training room, and I know that you have planned to kill him if it comes to it.
If it comes to it, I'll snap his neck like a twig.
That is not what the Vanguard is built on!
Damn the Vanguard!
Grey Wolf, while you have served together faithfully for years, if we, in our darkest hour, cannot support our ideals, then what good, what have we struggled for?
I stand for more than that. I'm gonna find whatever happened to my mother. And he did something. He's behind it somehow, some way, and I'm gonna find out how.
Well, make good luck. So, I have played a secret.
Yes, that was a secret reveal.
And I'm actually going to play a crazy card.
Yep.
Dr. Amygdala, you've always made me crazy with your lack of heart and discontent of your very cold nature.
I feared that this would be your reaction.
However, what your words inspire me.
Yes. You,
we should not take the lives of people. That is not our way.
Igaluk, you made me crazy.
By the way, I'm very tempted to play mind in this scene, but I think I'll hold off. It could come up, but...
Yes, all right.
Igaluk, you're talking about how Dr. Amygdala makes you crazy. How can you go against this? I've seen you destroy people the way you do with your sides.
I've never killed them.
Be calm, my friends. Be calm, and let my mental emanations relax your minds. It's like, we are not yet at the point. We are not facing Mercado. I'm sending out waves of, like, no, try and pacify them. I'm like, perhaps evidence may yet surface that all was not as it seemed. Your mother only disappeared. Perhaps she yet lives. Stay your vengeance for now, and let us attempt to do everything we can to avert that dark finale.
Eclipse comes crashing through one of the doors. He looks up at you. Little blood trickling from his mouth and says, I don't know what this is all about, but we've got ninjas. As ninja infiltrators come into the base. That is a, all right,
and
go
I've
ahead.
I've got a fear.
Yes?
The fear is...
Wait. The fear is only... It goes
it's
out...
On, it's on the...
Oh, it's only whoever's challenged.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Hold that thought.
All right, so who is participating? Amygdala, we decided that you hadn't been in this yet.
Yeah. I cannot use my roll ability, but that's okay.
Now, it is a combat. It's another one that Igala could be really handy at.
But I could try and pacify them or, like, mentally stop them.
Yep.
Now, let me just check. Roll ability can be used anytime.
Yes, roll abilities can be used at any time.
If someone else is taking the threat, you can use your ability.
And that's a freebie to use?
I mean, I feel like if it's a combat one...
Yeah, I think Igaluk, who's just been confronted by two people driving him crazy, or vice versa, just wades into him.
Yes.
At last, a distraction! so he should take the threat.
Okay.
Which means you put your white dice, so you've got that. That's what we need. Three black dice for the ninja infiltrators, please. There's two. I need a third black dice. Yep. Only three. All right. So, fear card of a participating player. You don't have a participating, right?
Who's taking the threat?
Igaluk is taking the threat.
Igaluk's taking the threat?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. All right. So, one person assists Igaluk.
So, who's going to fight ninjas with that?
I'll assist.
Okay.
Or?
They're probably his ninjas.
Sure.
Right. They're probably the Fang.
Yeah. The Fang. That's right.
The Fang.
Yes, that's right. The Fang are your villains.
Wolf ninja.
The Hydra type group led by your uncle, the Red Wolf.
I actually have a ninja group.
Oh, did you have a ninja group?
Yeah.
That's right.
I didn't know that those were ninjas. Sorry. You can cross out mine.
Yours was the Midnight Scythe, ninja mercenaries. Mercenaries makes more sense. So it's the Midnight Scythe, ninja mercenaries, no doubt hired by the evil James Mercado. All right. So, so we've got Igaluk waiting into them once again. You can use your ability if you spend a story point.
Let's see, did you give him?
Well, who's gonna? I'll assist.
Okay, right. Grey Wolf
straight up.
Grey Wolf's gonna use his martial arts skills and his technology.
Should I just try 2-on-3?
Oh man, that's
a little crazy. Why don't you spend your story point for your weaponry?
Because
that's why we picked you.
Yeah. All right.
And then. For the first roll, none of us will help beyond that. Just you two will take them out. While Amygdala tends to eclipse his wounds suffered from fighting the ninjas as they broke in.
Yeah.
Okay. So here are the ninjas.
I think I've created a telekinetic shield around us while we're checking
And you're tending to my wounds.
Yes.
Okay, that's 2 sixes and a 3, which is good in that 2 sixes go to the event pool.
Does that end
triggers the end. That ends it.
But we still play out the scene, I believe.
I think we finish off the threat, yeah. Okay, so roll the dice.
God.
Yep, this is going to be bad. Oh, well, we get the white 6.
But
we don't need
it.
Yeah, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. We're at 12, so we can't add it.
Okay.
So
it gets, but it definitely dissolves the threat.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So how did y'all take out the ninjas?
I mean, just...
We're in the base,
brute
right?
Force.
Yeah.
Brute force.
Does the Grey Wolf howl and stuff while he's...
Howls, runs in there at full speed, and just kicks a couple of them right in the face.
Yeah, I imagine all the tension of the conversation we were just having has exploded.
Yep.
I just kicked some ninja ass.
Yeah.
All right, so Dave, we are at the end of Act 1.
Yep. So I believe that means that it is time to roll the dice and determine how badly things are going to change for us.
Well, there are 9 black dice and 3 white, so I'm going to guess things are not going to go well.
But you can roll 9 ones.
I could. I did roll several ones. Only 1 black 6 here.
It's going to be bad for
us. All right, so that's 3. That takes care of that.
Keep in mind...
There's a 4 and a 4. There's a 3 and a 3. Okay, so it doesn't look so bad. All we've got is 20 black.
20 black, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Maybe about as bad as it can get.
Okay. Yep. All right.
All right, I'm looking it up to see. This goes about.
What do we lose?
7.
Okay. Yep.
You said 20?
Yep.
It could have been worse.
Really? Okay, that's
There's
good.
A 21 plus. Option.
Okay. Wow. It's not great. It's not
they
great.
They say perfect chaos.
Okay.
Your decisions. This sure this is have ruined everything. Lose all but one of your assets at random.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And there's more, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, who wants to keep the asset? There you go.
The asset we We keep the alpha.
The only thing they didn't
destroy. We keep the alpha. Okay. All right. Yep.
And we'll figure out what
exactly yeah, we'll figure out what that meant. Yep.
All characters take 2 levels of harm.
Oh, wow. Okay. Does that add black dice to whatever we're doing?
I believe so.
Okay.
Which means that we're going to have to start dying soon counteract the bad effects. And it says add an additional complication at random.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now,
give me the...
complication, does that have a mechanical effect?
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh.
Will you hand me, please, a card, a blank card?
Yeah, sure.
Because the complications are in the superpowers thing. Will someone roll a die? 1 die.
6.
You've captured the villain, but this doesn't appear to have slowed their plan. Okay.
Do you think it's a duplicate or something like that?
I have a notion.
Okay. And I believe that is essentially, it's a story point, I think, but not a mechanical, it doesn't change anything in the game.
Right. It just changes the story a little bit.
Yes. Yeah.
And what else happens? Is that it?
That is it.
Oh, is that all?
Yes. And remember, all the threats are going to start at 5 now, by the way.
Okay. So, to recap, we lost all but one of our assets, which randomly turned out to be the Alpha, the armor transport.
Right.
We had a new complication, which is that we've captured the villain, but that doesn't appear to have slowed their plan. And the crisis is currently standing at 3, 6, 9 black dice, and we have 3 white dice to stop it at the end.
Yeah, so we desperately need to get at least probably 6 more white dice on the table.
We also all took 2 harm, which means we took a bunch of fighting and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So what happened is we lost Delphi, we lost our history with the villain, and we've lost the Claw of the Raven. What we determined is that President Mercado is, in fact, Delphi. He's been our secret informant this whole time.
Yep.
And he is not the bad guy. He has been working against the true bad guy, which means that my history with the villain means nothing, because he's not a threat anymore.
That's why I would lose that asset.
No, you don't know yet.
I know that there's a reveal to be had coming up, but that I actually don't know.
Yeah.
I think y'all know.
Happily,
but
we have all seen the threat deck, so we know the perfect villain.
Do we know how it is that he is not the villain yet?
We do. You don't.
Okay.
Amygdala will find out probably in this scene. but also, while he is distracted, the reason he sent in the Scythe ninjas, the Midnight Scythe, was not just to beat us up. It was to distract us so they could steal the Claw of the Raven, the powerful artifact that we helped take out of the Vanguard's headquarters, where it was under lock and key, so that he could get it to use it for his evil scheme, to simultaneously trigger like nuclear strikes among the world.
Seems like he's using it to enhance whatever his mind control powers are.
Yes. So I think what happened basically is that Mercado was bloodied and beaten. We found him and found out that he had been our informant the whole time, but we don't know who the true villain is yet.
So, I feel like, does that mean we have an NPC of Mercado around if we happen to want him in a scene?
I think he should be out. I think he should, or maybe he dies.
Yeah.
I think the president is dead. I think the president is dead.
Does the nation know that, I guess, is the question?
I don't think the nation knows yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
At this point, Grey Wolf would be slightly distraught over that, though, because he had all this information connecting
that Mercado was involved.
Mercado to do it, and if Mercado turned out to have been Delphi a good guy, perhaps he didn't. So now he may never know the answers he needs.
That's true.
Or it's possible that, like you were manipulated to think that. Maybe the data that you had that led you down that path was still part of whoever this bad person's plan is.
Yes, and Amygdala, it is your scene.
Okay.
We each will have one final scene, by the way, and then we'll have to confront the crisis.
Right. Before I do my scene... where is our group generally headed? Do we need to head to the White House to see if we can track down the true nature of the bad guy?
This seems like a good plan.
That's a good plan.
Okay, so I'm going to assume that this is on the way there.
Okay, we're heading to the White House in the Alpha.
In the Alpha. And let's see, I'm trying to think who all is in the scene.
We're probably all there, right? Or are you going to divide it up a little bit?
What's that?
We're all in the Alpha, but...
Yeah. I think in this scene is Eclipse, and it actually may... We may just all be in the scene.
Okay.
But I'm somewhat stepping to the side, I think, with Eclipse.
Okay.
But in a dramatic sense, everybody can overhear it and jump in at any point.
Yeah, on the Alpha?
Yes. Let me think. In character, do you know Randy? Do you know the secret?
In character? No, I don't know.
Okay, so nobody does yet.
Yep.
I'm looking at my cards and see what I can play and so forth.
Okay. Yep.
Let's see. Okay. Eclipse, I would speak with you.
I don't think now's the time, Amygdala. I'm trying to get focused.
Now may be the most important time. Your desire for justice has ever been an inspiration to me. I don't know if I have ever told you that, but I have always considered you one of a great man of honor. In fact, he keeps me sane. Another one. I figured the social justice guy guy trying to reclaim this planet.
Yep.
And I fear now, things seem so against us that I must look to you to advise me. I, who have been a father at times to the group, now need counseling.
You're telling me all this time you've been acting like the high and mighty hero? That you've been a scared little boy? You make me crazy, Amygdala. You always have.
That's fantastic. It's like, I was looking to find some sort of tether, but now I'm not sure. I have become unmoored myself.
So now you're going to show emotions? Every time I needed you for a cause, I came to you, and you were always cautioning restraint.
Eclipse, calm your voice. When my emotions are in turmoil, who knows what may happen? You know that I have great fears for my own people, and even as things look so dire, my loyalties are divided between them.
And I'm stepping in because I have to step into the scene at this point, and I'm like, no, you must not give in to your fears.
I have to be taking it, the threat.
Taking the threat, right?
To fear.
Oh, it's a secret.
You're right. Go ahead.
I was like, do not give in to your fears. I know of your most secret fear.
You can look?
Yes.
What do you know?
I didn't think you were afraid of anything. I thought you were a cold-blooded alien bastard.
He has a heart beneath, and he knows if this mission is going poorly, he may go abandon the Earth to return to his home planet.
It is true, for that is the place of my people, and I may be the one person who can save them.
But we need you here.
I was right about you the whole time. You're just going to bug out and leave us here? You're like all those fat cats who left Brick City to burn during the riots.
You're supposed to be keeping me sane here.
Yeah, but you're making me crazy.
Right. I think the thing is, I'm like, I collapse to the ground, and I like, I grasp at your, do you have a cowl or something? Or a cloak or something like that?
Course.
Yeah, I grasp at it, and I'm like, this is the very passion that I needed to see. This is what has inspired me.
Over the
intercom. You, justice above all else, that you, even above my own feelings, yes, it is true, and what you say is true too, Igalek.
Over the intercom, Grey Wolf pages in. Guys, you're not going to believe this. Come up to the front. You need to see this on the monitors.
All right, we all rush to the front.
All right, should we pay out our story points and stuff first?
Yes, pay out story points and everything else. So I get two for Dr. Amygdala making me crazy.
And I get two for you keeping me sane in quotation marks.
Yeah, it was well done, Dave.
You get two for a secret.
I get two.
You had to play against me trying to have you make me crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, you started that off, and I'm like, oh, good, he chose me as crazy, too. And then you're like, oh, crap, we're going to play totally opposite poles here.
Yep.
All right, so we get to the front, and what do we see?
Guys, you're not going to believe this. We just got up here to the White House, and look what they've announced on the monitors. Turns out, for the threat, that the Vice President was secretly one of your arch nemeses. Warduke Xantar the entire time.
No, it explains everything.
Instead of the American flag above the White House, it's the Xantar Nation flag.
Xantar has always wanted my blood. He would destroy two worlds.
You know what's amazing about this? Is it retroactively explains how the president would have known to mess with an alien planet.
It's true.
That Xantar set this whole thing up.
Makes the story work perfectly.
Oh, yeah,
you gotta hold out.
All right, so... I think you've got to... Amygdala's got to take this one, right?
So what is the actual threat?
Xantar.
Xantar's on the Rose Garden of the White House announcing his plans for world domination.
So we're going to crash in and take his butt out.
Yeah, it seems like my old nemesis, that now is the time when, for the reckoning, now is the time when Xantar must fall. So yes, I will take the lead on the mission.
And because right. you will take the lead on this one...
You play as fear?
You play your fear. You fear fighting or killing the mind-controlled heroes who were the ones who stood by you when you first came to this Earth.
Oh no, he's surrounded!
Dr. Wu is standing side by side.
I feel like Dr. Wu probably has like a mech suit or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
So, side by side guarding Xantar.
So he starts at a 5 and he gets 1.
He
so
gets
it's
1
a 6.
For, yeah, that's so it's a 6 threat, yeah.
Good lord.
Worth it.
All right. Yeah. And did you get your story points for that, Jarrett? For playing the.
For the fear?
Yeah, you get 2. There you go.
All right. I start with 1.
You start with 1.
It's time for me to break out all sorts of stuff. I'm going to use my roll ability to ignore the harm dice for 1 roll.
Oh, that's a good idea. So spend a story point.
So, let's see. Do you have to do that to activate your roll ability?
Yeah, you have to spend a story point to activate a roll ability.
Okay. So, okay, there's that. Now, had harm been figured in yet?
Yes. It says what? No, harm has not been figured in.
Okay.
Yet.
So, it simply doesn't add
it. Because it would be an 8 instead of a 6.
Yes.
Okay.
All
so
right.
That's good that we've taken care of that. Who else is jumping in? I mean, I feel like Igaluk is the obvious one.
Yep.
He's our brawler.
So I'll help you for free.
Actually, there's a question of whether it might be time to die.
Uh-oh.
Now, just before I roll anything, before we do anything, because this could be good for the group, I think.
Yeah.
Although I haven't played all my cards and stuff yet.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. But, what do you got? You still got a crazy card?
I have a crazy and a fear. I feel it might be worth it.
I'm down to a secret, and he's down to a sane.
I'm down to a death card.
If someone's going to die in this scene, it probably should be somebody else.
Okay.
So let's wait and see what the roll is, but let's keep it in mind.
Right.
Are you thinking we just tank this one, basically?
Maybe, yeah.
Because here's the thing,
we all get 1 more scene, right?
Yeah.
Which technically I was supposed to start with the person to my left, meaning it would have weirdly skipped me.
Yeah, but that's too weird.
But yeah, we're... but essentially, we'll do 1 more scene, and it'll end with a Grey Wolf scene.
Yes.
And then we'll see who's still alive.
Yep.
But what I was going to say is, when you play your death...
Yes.
If it matches what's on your card...
Yes.
I would need to narratively define it probably right
sure.
now.
Sure, I see. Okay.
Well,
it's up to you. You're taking the threat, so you can play your death card if you want.
Yeah.
But do we want to add anything? Are you suggesting we just tank this thing and you go ahead and play your death card?
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Because I think we might want to roll it anyway, because we've got so many story points.
Well, I've got 6 story
points. If we get any 6s, we can put them in to help us at the end.
I think we should try.
So we should try.
Let's give it a shot.
All right, so...
Because I can do, like, okay, who's going to help me?
I am going to spend a story point to throw my dice here.
I will as well.
I'm going to help you for free.
One person help for free.
So that's 4 white dice in there.
Yeah.
I can use my stealth if you want, or I can save these, because I got 3. I can put a white die in.
I can use my gadgetry because I'm piloting the Alpha, and I can start firing on it.
It's not a gadgetry threat, though. Hold on just 1 second.
Yeah,
I feel like I may break out a touchstone here.
Okay.
Touchstones, again, 1
seems like a good idea.
To use...
Well, you're not going to have a chance to use any more of them, so yes.
That's true.
You have 1, yeah.
But you have to... And I can only use 1 at a time, I think.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah. Alright, let's see. Do I consult the Matrix of the Elders? Or is it the world in turmoil I left behind that is causing me to, like, say, this is all our...
It is Xantar. Maybe it's your thought of, if I defeat him now, I can destroy the threat that destroyed my planet.
Right. I think that's it. So I will pay for that and...
Yes, you don't pay anything for that, do you? You just had a white die.
Is that right?
Yeah, you just had a white die for a touchdown.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a good one. We're 5 and 6 right now, so that's not too bad.
And then if I play my roll ability...
The combat? To go into the fight with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that'll give him another white die.
Yep. Okay. Now we're 6 and 6, Dave. Let's go. Let's do this. And if the rolls are bad, then you might consider your death.
Okay.
So I'll roll a bad guy dice.
All right.
So on black, we've got a 6, a 5, a 4, 2 1s, and a 2.
Right, and I forget 6s can't go in now, except on our
own. I've got a 20.
That's not as high as I would have liked. That's not going to win it, I think.
19. I've got 19.
10, 16, 17.
So that's against 19. If the total is more than or equal to 0, we remove 1 black die for every 5 above. We did not... It's not, so we don't remove any black dice.
All right.
That means we're going to need to rebuild the pool, which... Take all those dice out.
Okay. Who gets, let's see, you get one die back?
Yeah, give a dice back to everybody because we all threw our dice in.
And I have mine, and then these two go back in the safe.
Okay, now you might want to consider your death.
I think it's going to happen.
All right. So play your death card.
Let me see. And if I want to get the best out of this, then it needs to...
Confirm your fate.
Confirm the fate.
Yeah, doesn't mean you die now. It just means this. Although I guess if it's narratively,
you only confirm your fate if your harm had hit zero.
Oh right, yeah. You play your death card and you just play it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
That's right. You're right. Okay.
Let's see. I think what happens is, and I have to narrate to make this work.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Is I say this? What's his name? Xantar.
Xantar.
This is, for once, I must follow the path of the Grey Wolf, the path of honor. I must face him alone. I don't care what you say. This must be between he and I.
So I think what happens is we're all battling Dr. Wu, and we just you tell us, we're like, wait for us, you can't take him on your own.
Yeah, but I refuse to listen.
Oh no!
Amygdala, stop!
Damn it, you valiant bastard, get back here, listen to me!
Silence, I must supercharge my mind defenses!
And then
don't do it!
Xantar reveals that he is wearing the Claw of the Raven.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, if I can just weaken him enough for the others! And either my head explodes or...
Yeah, I think he puts the Claw of the Raven through your chest.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty dramatic.
And we're like, no! And we know with that much power, we've got to flee.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. All right, the threats will have to resolve
all right.
separately.
So what happens at the end of that? Actually, you know what? That seems like a dramatic point. I'm going to say we'll come back for part three next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, do us a favor and spread the word to your friends. Or give us a quick 5-star rating or review on iTunes to help us grow our audience. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or at www.roguesgallerytx.com. We'll be back next week.